Gary, catching up with you here in the nation's capital, where a group of farmers are going to be down in front of the Capitol on Wednesday to talk Farm Bill.
You know, we got 46 ag groups all together, and we're going to try to make our points loud and clear so that Congress can hear us from outside at the reflecting pool.
Is this what it's going to take?
I don't know. We've been trying to, you know, we worked through the Senate. We got a Senate bill. We worked through the House Ag Committee, and we got a bill there, but we just can't get it through the House. And we have been today, most all the guys that are from different states and corn growers have been talking to their own congressmen. In fact, myself, I talked to my congressman just a second ago. And I don't know what it's going to take to get the attention of Congress, but they need to vote. They need to act like they were elected to do a job and do that job and do it now.
You were pretty blunt, I understand, with your congressman.
I got right to the point. There was no misunderstanding. We don't want a disaster bill. We don't want an extension. We want a farm bill, and we want it now. A five-year comprehensive farm bill.
Gary, what are you hearing? Where's the hang-up at right now?
Speaker's office. Am I blunt? As soon as the speaker says, let's vote on it, we're going to move it.
And that was your message to your congressman?
Absolutely. And I was also very blunt about the speaker needs to understand that there's a bunch of farm people that know that there's an election coming up real soon. And there's no time to hesitate. There's no wasted rhetoric. We got right to the point. I haven't minced any words. You know exactly where I stand. And he did. Trust me.